We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our conversation continues here with Kansas State University President Dr. Richard Linton, making his first appearance here on KMAN's In Focus. And this next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about extending K-State's reach beyond Manhattan, talking about some of the connecting campuses here in addition to the Manhattan one. Dr. Linton, I know you've been here a few weeks now. What's been your impression of the Olathe and Salina campuses, and how poised are they for growth in the future?
Yeah, so a part of my plan to be able to visit both on-campus and off-campus entities kind of extends to the first couple of months. I'll actually be on-site on both of those campuses, not next week, but the week afterwards. I'm looking forward to visiting both of those campuses in person. I'm actually in Kansas City today, and we'll actually drive by the Olathe campus on my way home to Manhattan tomorrow morning. I've met with leadership with Salina and both with Olathe, and looking forward to actually going in person to be able to see their facilities. Salina is doing an incredible job. It's one of the areas at K-State where we actually have enhancement in student enrollment for both their two-year and their four-year programs. And so they're developing a lot of niche programs that are helping to be able to fulfill the job market. The Olathe campus has just hired new leadership there in the last couple of weeks, and we really look forward to the new vision going forward with the Olathe campus. And of course, that campus is really important for connecting K-State to the Kansas City region. So we're very thankful to be able to have not only the on-campus effort with Kansas State, but off-campus with Olathe, Salina, the global campus, and then, of course, our research and extension located all over the state.
I'm curious, because I'm not too familiar with those campuses. Do they offer, like, different degree opportunities? I know Salina does, but what about Olathe?
They do, and so as an example, in Salina, they offer courses in aviation that are not offered on the Kansas State campus. When you look at the Olathe campus, it's programs associated with finance, business development, food service, retail, food safety programs, programs that are offered for the busy person in Kansas City to be able to create opportunities in very, very specific job markets in a much larger city and opportunities that we may not offer on the main campus. So it's very specific for the Olathe campus to satisfy the needs of the Kansas City market.
And I imagine the aviation component over Salina, that helps probably Wichita out a little bit, maybe as a pipeline there for some of the work they're doing.
I think it does. And there is a partnership with us in the Salina campus with Wichita and Wichita State University. And of course, that's one of the leading areas in the country when it comes to aviation and aviation technology.
All right, very good. As far as the global campus, and I don't know much about the global campus, but maybe you could kind of shed some light on some of the good things they're doing.
Yeah, the global campus. So Kansas State has been known for distance education for a long, long time. In fact, when I worked with Kansas State University 25 years ago for a 10-year period, a lot of the collaborative work that we did was working with Kansas State University because of their abilities to be able to implement effective distance education nationally and globally. And most of the focus of the global campus is on offering distance education in some ways that helps satisfy the need for degree requirements. But I think the future thinking is how can we use a global campus and how can we use distance education to support not just the student that's 18 to 24, but the student that might be 18 to 64. And so offering credentialing programs and certificate programs to be able to provide education, albeit not only for degree programs, but for the business professional, in order to enhance their career. So I think there's a tremendous amount of potential, even with the strength that we currently have in the global campus, of growing it in different ways to be able to satisfy different educational niche opportunities.
Well, I imagine that's a huge opportunity there for the university, especially given what we've seen the last 2 years with the pandemic.
Yeah, we know that things are going to change, but we don't know how they're going to change. But I'd like to be proactive rather than reactive when it comes with distance education. And I think it's going to be our job to identify, you know, where does distance education make sense? Where does it make sense to be able to partner with an on-campus experience? Where does it not make sense? And where does it make sense to be able to grow into areas that we're currently not engaged in at a level that we potentially could be engaged in? And again, that 18 to 64 student is something that certainly I think we ought to have conversations around. You know, how can we help someone through their entire life relative to providing a high quality education? The good thing about Kansas State is we know how to effectively develop and deliver distance education. And again, we've been doing that for so many years, which puts us at the front of the pack. But we just need to be sure that, again, we're proactive and getting in front so that we can compete in what I think is going to be a very competitive market moving forward.
Yep, certainly. Well, do you see the possibility of adding any new degree programs? And if so, maybe you could shed some lights on some of that.
Yeah, I think we should always be evaluating the degree programs that we offer and thinking on both sides of the street, those degree program offerings that we should be dissolving over time and those new degree program offerings that we should be considering and moving forward. And that has to do with really following the job market and identifying where the jobs are and identifying different niche programs that might help to satisfy new job opportunities. And so as examples, data analytics and data science is an area that I think we could move forward with multiple kinds of degree programs, as this is going to be certainly the future of many professions. Environmental science would be another example of programmatic offerings that we're looking at offering that are new in moving towards the future. I think a lot of these new programs will not just be within a single college, but there'll be interdisciplinary programs across multiple colleges. That's kind of the way that research is heading. And that's also kind of the way that the profession and the field in higher education is leaning towards new effective degree program offerings.
We're speaking with Dr. Richard Linton. He is the president of Kansas State University, and we've reached our opportunity to take our final break of the program, so we're going to take that now. We'll come back, one final segment to go. We'll talk a little bit of athletics and other things while we return on In Focus News Radio KMAN.